The Hindu and the Jew. The Hindu and the Jew. There goes the Hindu, he's fat and funny. Here comes the Jew, he's Jewish. And, well, that's all you need to know, really. The Hindu and the Jew.
Yay. Decca Show.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay, anyway.
Welcome to our Decca Show. This is the Hindu and the Jew speaking to you
live. We came up with a snazzy title after my bombage of the last one.
Anyway,
9.5.
So, this is the big 1-0, the big 10, the big 9 plus 1, etc. You know, the huge, huge show.
Anyways.
Today, we have, as like a general, all-the-time guest star, who will be like a third.
He's probably going to be on this show through
on the
show
tripod.
13, I'd say. Maybe
no,
more.
This show.
And
he
the
may,
next show.
He may be
but
on the next show.
He may be on the next show.
But he is... he is Beanpole. And you all obviously know Beanpole because we've been talking about him ever since episode 2.
Beanpole?
We've been talking about him ever since episode 2, so...
I believe I was mentioned in episode 1, but I didn't have my name yet.
Not no, by no. Your current alibi.
No, no, we talked about you in episode 2. I don't think we started in episode 1.
Oh, I'm sure we did.
Yeah,
no, we
did.
Yeah, because I said the only person listening is...
Yeah.
The only way you could have said that is after he listened to our episode 1.
No, you mentioned me in episode 1.
I said the only person that will listen.
Okay, we can confirm this later on when we go back and look at that.
I don't really care.
Look, I think it's... Ooh, dogs.
Anthony!
A timely interruption.
Anthony!
No, not really. This is timely at what? How many minutes? 8 minutes and 19 seconds.
8 minutes? Already?
1 minute and 18 seconds.
This dog is... David's dog.
Anyway, this is David's dog.
No, not anymore. You know, that was a rather lengthy and verbose intro.
I like my intro.
Oh, okay. Wait, are we going to talk about the new intro?
No. I want to talk about
something
right off the intro.
We need to talk about the new intro, but no.
I would like to talk about some.
Look, there's a new intro.
Yes.
We just recorded it. I see yay at the end.
Fine. We'll talk about the intro.
Yes,
okay,
we should.
So I got many disparaging comments about
many,
the intro.
Many?
From who?
From me?
The Jew.
Many from me, that's true.
And he keeps on saying, we did a new one, so I thought, it's our Decca show.
Why not
do a new one? And I think you like
it's still very similar, though.
It's similar, but it's better. Because I'm saying
it's
better.
It's like an extended video.
We actually, we are yet to listen to this with headphones and see if the quality is actually
we
better.
Have better guitaring. And we have a slight immature comment from the Jew. Know that you will laugh at him because he should be laughing. Because
I'm so funny.
Sure, funny. If that's how you want to call it.
Riff.
Anyway, so I hope you like our new intro. Send us your thoughts to our email, jewandhindo@gmail.com.
We're already 2 minutes into it. We're plugging our
I know, this is great. I love it. Anyway, on to our next order of business.
So come on, start talking to me.
I saw...
She's so quiet.
I'm drawing.
I saw Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith yesterday.
Sith. Okay, enunciate.
You enunciate your face.
Oh!
Anyway, on a tangent, the Jew believes a good comeback, anything to do with a good comeback
no,
you have,
I stole
so
that
is your
I
face.
Oh, he's such an awful
He stole that off of Scrubs.
Oh, so is your face.
Oh God!
Yeah.
As you can see,
it hurt for that.
It's pitiful.
Push your face it all the way up. It works.
Jeez. Anyway, so moving on, we saw Star Wars 3: Revenge of the Sith yesterday. I thought that movie.
You saw Star Wars.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I've seen.
I have the Beanpole has seen it. The Jew hasn't seen it because he's crazy.
So that's the first thing we do.
Let me talk. Jeebus, talk about oppressing the brown man.
Okay. If you want to, it's up to you.
That's David's mom. Say hi, David's mom.
Hey, David's mom.
Yeah. She's very funny like that.
You know where he gets his sense of humor.
Yeah. No, you outdo him easily.
Oh, that's
true. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, I saw Star Wars 3.
Come here.
And that movie rocks.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
You have so many critics saying, oh, wooden acting and... The whole movie's
well,
animation.
There are points that
I know.
Oh, it's so
I agree.
Fun. But there's
agree.
Some great battles.
But
in there.
That movie just so completely rocks my socks. My socks have been rocked forever.
Oh, what's your dog, dude?
Scratching with my
cake. You wanna drive?
Anyway, so
wait. When's the prom?
Oh,
next
that's
Thursday.
Really
that's
relevant.
Next Thursday, okay.
We need to. I need to get a group. I need to get a group so I can go. But
I'm not going.
We'll talk
Why
about that later.
A group?
We'll talk about that later.
He needs an
audience.
We'll
I
talk
to try and convince me.
Talk about that later.
Okay. I've drawn.
Later.
Let go, pixels.
Later.
Give me the pen.
Anyway, I didn't. No.
Scorpivore.
No, I'm not gonna let you draw me.
For you guys out there, that means please. Oh yeah.
Oh God,
yeah,
you're so
there.
Sad.
You're so sad.
Yeah.
So is your face.
Look in the drawing. Look at my psychoanalytical drawings of you two.
It says, "I'm English," and I say, "So is your face." Ah,
it's perfect. Sickening.
So true.
Anyway, Star Wars 3.
I have to try to post a picture of this to our website just to let you know.
But keep quiet, or I'm gonna smack you over the head with my guitar.
You to be quiet.
Yeah.
Me.
Do you see him? Do you see him repressing me? Come to the mountain, you're in the system.
Anyway, we'll talk about
okay.
that bit
no,
later.
No,
we will.
Is he trying? Does he still
no,
want
no.
Okay,
just
sorry.
Keep quiet for
okay.
a second.
Yes.
Let me talk.
Back
okay.
to the first
Why?
Of business.
Why? You're the only one who always talks.
Obviously,
it's my turn to talk.
No, shut up.
Oh, God.
No.
Now.
Such
no.
Air.
No.
Anyway, Star Wars 3 rocks.
Okay.
Beanpole has seen it.
So
you have
right
it. So Beanpole and I will basically critique it. And the Jew will act like an idiot because he knows nothing about it.
They're not going to give away the ending.
You kind of give away
if
the ending if you tell the plot.
They, oh, wait, because it doesn't matter.
No.
Before you see it.
Yeah, anyone
okay.
who wants to see the movie should stop now, go see the movie,
yeah.
and then come
listen
back and
listen to the show
shows.
Later. Because don't not listen to the show. That's not an
yeah,
option.
Just listen to it later because we're going to reveal the whole show now.
Okay, let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Anyway. A couple of... We'll start with the bad bits.
How about the beginning?
No,
no.
Shut up. I want to start with the bad bits. We can go through the
I
plot
agree with
later.
Him.
Very good.
Anyway. I think the worst bit, in my opinion, of the whole movie was when they find Anakin after he's been lavaed and burnt, and they make him into Darth Vader with the whole suit and the breathing and the Luke, I am your father voice. But when he comes back, it sounds so stupid because he goes... Is Padme all right? What happened to her? And Palpatine says something like, you killed her, and then he, like, everything starts shaking because he's using the Force because he's so sad
no,
and
that's
angry.
No, that's actually an
anyway,
important point.
And
that's
I
not
talk,
a bad point.
No,
I'm critiquing
no,
you.
No, I haven't finished yet.
Okay,
I haven't
finished
yet.
Then finish.
So what happens is he breaks out of the bonds of the surgery table, and he, like, walks a couple of steps and thrusts out his chest with his arms backwards and goes, no! And it sounds so idiotically stupid.
No,
so
it
very
shows
stupid.
The one thing that was even...
I know
like,
it
at
does.
The time was
I know.
Remotely
I understand.
To the side. It's
I
done.
Understand.
And the last bit of the way, it's an important point.
I know, but the way it's done,
wait,
it's stupid.
Stop.
Because he goes,
stop.
No.
Yes.
And it sounds
idiotic. He acknowledges it's an important thing.
But it sounds stupid.
Poorly acted.
I personally don't like how they've got like the point where. He's like, they go off and he's like off with Padme. Shouldn't he be
yeah.
somewhere
I
else,
know.
Like a bit more important? There's a big war going on.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have time to go off, walk around, spend a few hours walking through the park. Oh yeah, now I need to go find out this other thing. I kind of missed the shuttle. Oh, whoops. Sorry guys.
My bad.
Also, like a lot of the scenes between Padme and Anakin are really pointless.
Yeah, too sappy.
Sad.
And stupid.
Yeah, they're
sappy.
Yes, they're sappy. It's like it's
they,
like a family drama.
Yeah, I know. It's like the soap opera.
They had that last time.
No, but
no,
it's
not
even,
as much
worse.
This time.
It's
yeah.
even
fire
worse.
And they're eating pears or something.
No, but it's even worse.
Oh,
trust me.
A good point.
Worse.
Sorry, in the middle of this back critique, a good point about this movie is you don't see Hayden Christensen's forehead as much. Because I have mentioned this before when critiquing Star Wars 2. It's like he thrusts his forehead at you. He's like constantly bending his forehead towards you as if that will make you listen to him.
Using the force on his
forehead. Yes, on his forehead. Yes, Jew. Now keep quiet. Anyway,
okay,
so
now we should give the Jew a rundown of the movie.
Yes,
I want to do good points.
We can go through it and we can give good points as well.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's a lot more of that.
Okay, so the movie opens classic Star Wars.
Yes.
Ba 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 ba.
Look, if you want this, I can go actually get the CD of this music,
etc. And
I've got the music
comes up
with me.
And says,
yeah, but
the Clone Wars
yeah, I've heard that.
True.
begun. The Clone Wars have. as Yoda says, memorably, in episode 2.
Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's exactly what he sounds like. Well
he's
done, Drew.
He's growing.
Well,
that's what I love.
Okay, in short, it opens over Coruscant with a huge battle.
With the huge battle going on. An amazing, amazingly well done battle.
Oh,
I really like, especially what the buzz droids.
Oh yes,
the buzz droids are so cool.
I want like a pack of them. Like sick on people. Like get
basically, what they are is well, Obi-Wan and Anakin obviously is a Jedi Knight, no longer a Padawan. Anakin and Jedi are flying to save Palpatine because apparently he's been abducted by Count Dooku.
No, General Grievous.
Well, General Grievous and Count Dooku.
Yeah, well, General Grievous becomes the main. Person.
Yeah, yeah, I know
Dooku
that.
Dooku kind of gets
a Grievous
beheaded.
Situation.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh God. Anyway.
Oh God.
Anyway, so I'm a Hindu. I believe in more than one
only
God.
Only a Hindu.
Every time a Hindu. Anyway, so the great thing is while they're flying, like these buzz droids land on Obi-Wan's ship and they're like tunneling into basically.
And they destroy his.
They take apart his ship. They like no, what that was stupid as well. They take up like the top half of the head of the R2 unit and like flies off screaming. Why would it scream? It's not part of the central machinery anymore. It kind of has no way to scream at all.
Also, if you notice in episode 2, they've got the guy shooting sonic missiles at him. You're
that's
in space.
Point.
You can't use sound. There's no
that's
noise.
A good point.
It doesn't work.
He has a very good point.
I'm just saying, they're like, what are you talking about?
That's the only scientific flaw in these movies.
Oh, you want me to go off on scientific flaws? I'll spend a while, but that'll get boring.
Anyway, so they go about.
Already, it's so.
They go. Bally about.
Bally about.
They land in, and they get to Palpatine. And they save him with an interesting beheading of Dooku, which I enjoy that. He's like,
oh yes, that was great.
The great thing is like, I shouldn't do it. This is not the Jedi way. Kill him. Boom. And it's great. It's like, you don't see his head, but it's like, boom.
God. Palpatine's the bad guy.
Everyone out there is groaning at you right now.
Why
you realize.
Why did they save him?
Because they think
he's a good guy.
I noticed in the first movie, I'm like,
it's so obvious.
Guy's the Emperor. So and everyone else is like, what? What? He can't be. He's a good guy.
He's so obviously Darth Sidious, even in the first one.
Yes, it's
Darth
like,
Sidious?
Yes,
oh,
he's the other name for the Emperor Palpatine.
You know, like, he's Darth Vader?
Yes.
And Darth, what's his name? Who's the Sith in the
Darth
first one?
Maul.
That's
Darth
it. And Darth Maul.
I knew that.
Darth Sidious, that's his name.
Yes, that's his.
Is he insidious?
Oh, God.
Sorry. I need something.
I know. I was just thinking that. Need a pillow. Anyway, so the movie is basically the frustrated ambitions of Anakin, who turns to the dark side after finding out that Palpatine was the Sith Lord. Palpatine goes, "You can learn to control the midichlorians to such an extent that you can save Padme." Because Anakin gets these dreams that Padme is going to die.
Which she does.
Which he does. All because he tried to stop her from dying. Oh, what does that say about fate? I think we all know. Anyway, so
does
basically...
Does it mean that we can come back in the next life as a dog?
So, Anakin turns to the dark side, and he kills all these people, even children. And it's great, because he's so ridiculously ruthless. It's amazing. And then we have the fight between Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Yeah, that's a good scene.
Which it's an amazing fight. You know, they practice for like months to do that fight. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But Anakin loses in the end, even though I like this interesting. It's ironic. Earlier in the movie, Obi-Wan goes, "You are a far greater Jedi than I will ever be." But during the fight,
yes, but the point
Obi-Wan
is
wins.
Obi-Wan has to win, otherwise...
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise he can't come back into the later movie and go, "Now I am
to make him feel better."
No, what? He wasn't. He was trying to get him to go face the senators because he didn't want to go deal with the political crap.
Exactly.
Because who wants to deal with politicians?
I
hope none of these people are politicians.
Oh, the great thing, like...
I'm sorry.
And there's this line in the movie. There's this, during the battle between... Just before the battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan goes, "Only the Sith deal in absolutes." And, like, after the movie came out, George Lucas had to publicly state that he had... meant that to be, that it was not a reference to George Bush. And I was just so amused by that.
I missed that. Say it again.
Only the Sith deal in absolutes. Because Anakin goes, if you're not my friend, then you're my enemy. And so Obi-Wan goes, "Only the Sith deal in absolutes." And so George Lucas had to come out and say it's not a reference to George Bush.
See, it's called... there's too much politicians in all of our lives. It's just a part of a movie. It's not a political reference. It's a sci-fi epic.
I mean, seriously, people. Serious. Anyway, so...
I'm really tired.
Hey!
Anyway, so Anakin becomes Darth Vader, and he gets his legs chopped off during the fight.
Because he's trying to jump over him, and he's like, I've got the high ground, you can't beat me.
Wait, will you guys watch it again?
Maybe, yeah. No. Shh.
I want to see it.
I'm actually getting to this. Shh. Anyway, so he's like there, and he gets like consumed by lava. And it's so cool because his face is all weird and he goes, I hate you! And I love it, the way he does that. It's so well done. Anyway, so he gets remodeled.
That's the part where he doesn't look like himself anymore.
He gets remodeled as Darth Vader, as the one we all know and love in 4, 5, and 6.
Yes.
And that's the bit when he goes, no! Which I just find ridiculously amusing because it's so stupid. Anyway, so basically after that the story is children, Luke and Leia, are born. Padme dies. Padme's pregnant, by the way. Padme dies. Luke is sent to Tatooine, as we all know. Leia is sent with
the Organa.
Senator Organa.
Yeah. And then also, an important point is R2-D2 doesn't get his memory right, but C-3PO does.
Yeah, I know, that's so weird.
No, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, because he's a protocol droid.
R2-D2
can't communicate.
That explains all his quirks, where C-3PO's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And he's going, come on, you stupid hunk of junk. What are you talking about?
C-3PO
yourself?
Is so obviously gay. Seriously.
Okay, now you're going into random stuff.
I know, but he's so gay.
He is. Now, R2-D2, on the other hand, is more of like the...
R2-D2 is like this robot. It's
yeah,
so cool.
He is. He's
like
so sweet.
You know, when we were talking about how Anakin and Obi-Wan get to save the Chancellor, they get into the ship, right? And the door of the ship, well, not door, the hatch of the ship closes. Yeah. And after Anakin and Obi-Wan go up, these two droids come to work over the Jedi ships. And they see...
they catch R2 because of the comlink.
So
they pick him up and they're looking at him.
He expels oil over him.
And they fall over.
And then he starts his jetpack thing.
And he sets them on fire.
And it's so cool. Like this robot Jedi thing. It's great.
He's just so cool. He's like the coolest character in all three of these movies.
Anyway,
by far.
It's the frustrated ambitions of a young man... who considers his powers greater than they are. And to save the life of his most loved one, he turns to the dark side because he believes he can achieve true power. But he doesn't.
Okay, and now...
Because he almost ends up killing Padme.
Now we need to place David here and change topics, I think.
Thank God.
Is it placate? I've always thought it was placate.
I think
it works both ways. People
I think both
place.
Ways. It's like tomato, tomato.
Normal people say placate, but placate is legitimate, I believe.
Yeah, but it's like tomato, tomato.
It's like...
If Eric is watching, or anyone watching, they're all watching us out of there. Yes, of course. Or anyone from Norway.
Norway.
It's like Oslo, Oslo. They're almost the same thing.
Where did you...
No, trust me, it's
sorry about that.
It's Oslo.
I was flipping the page of a notebook and it's from my guitar.
It's Oslo, and any of them would get very mad when they hear it's Oslo.
Okay, on another note, I finally saw Monty Python.
Finally!
And the Holy Grail.
Oh, I forgot to say I was going to say it now for something completely different when we switched into this topic.
And, oh, poor David.
You missed it.
And it's amazing.
And now for something.
It's a very, very good movie. With the rabbit. The rabbit's just a genius.
Finds it amusing, but I do. It's great.
It's mildly amusing.
No, it's insanely hilarious. If you know British...
You think it's the best thing in the whole movie.
Anyway, so he goes... I think it's the most clever dialogue in the whole movie.
Fine.
So he goes, you know what? You know much of that is hidden, oh Tim. And Tim goes... quite. And that's just ridiculously amusing. Quite. The perfect word It's amazing. It's ridiculous.
I was quite alive.
Anyway.
I'm like, I
Tim's
am
actually
stuff.
Not that bad. I like him.
I like Tim. Tim's cool.
Teeth things.
I can see myself in
nasty teeth things.
Like, standing there and, like, having a conversation.
You're tall.
No, and at the same time, like, pointing my staff and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Causing stuff to explode as I'm halfway
through. That pointy, nasty teeth thing, that reminded me of this Ace Ventura dialogue, where he goes, I shall creep among them like some unnoticed thing. If you've seen Ace Ventura on Nature Calls, amazing movie, watch it.
It's funny.
It's really
good
movie.
Yeah, this is the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he comes out of the rhinoceros, look, mommy, the rhinoceros is giving birth. And then he goes,
you know what my favorite part
is? That's the same movie.
It's where he's looking at all the different cars, and he, like, goes up to the monster truck, and it's got the teeth inside it. And he's like, oh, he wants to go off-road.
That's so cool. Such a good movie. Amazing actor, Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
he
is. Seen parts.
Have you seen The Truman Show?
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
That's good. I like that. It's crazy.
Yes. If you haven't seen that, you should.
You should. Yeah.
Good Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, how's it go?
And Liar Liar. Have you seen Liar Liar?
Yes.
That's an amazing movie.
He's just a great actor.
Good evening and good night.
Yes. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
You remember that scene in Liar Liar after he insults everyone on the board? He, like, just comes out and faints. It's so funny.
It's a good movie.
And when he's in court, it's so hilarious.
And here she comes
to wreck the day.
And what did this man who attacked you look like? About my height and build, kind of hazelish color, whatever his color eyes were. And he's like, okay, go look for this guy.
Where is he getting this from?
Liar, liar. When he goes and beats himself up in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's
and he
right.
Has
sorry,
to tell
you made
who
no,
did it.
No sense for a second. Yeah, that's. I like that. How he beats himself up is ridiculous. Anyway, we've gone off on a tangent.
We always go off on a tangent.
Yeah. But
we
Monty Python. We shut up. There's no we. There's you and me and you. You are separate.
Yeah, sure. I don't count
it's not,
anything.
It's not the Hindu and Jew and the beanpole.
He's only our main listener.
Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, actually, you probably got better than
great movie.
Oh yeah.
The Knights Who Say Knee. And the Knights Who Recently Say Knee.
The Knights Who Interpret Say
Knee. Icky, boing, boing, ding, knee, wong.
How do you know that?
I believe that's mostly correct.
That's most. There's
actually,
another
doesn't have a knee one, but I always say it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
it's
like. It should end
stuff,
with.
Yeah, it should end.
I also love the Frenchman bits. That's just ridiculously amusing.
Their general direction. You
now go away, or I shall taunt you again.
I should
it's great. And they throw the cows at them. I love that. They get a cow and then launch it on a catapult. Oh, and the rabbit, the huge, like, they, like, construct, like, a Trojan horse, except it's a rabbit. And so it goes in, and Arthur goes, what's the plan? And he goes, me, Galahad, and Lancelot will come on at night. Whatever.
Sorry.
We'll jump out of the rabbit.
Ever. Anyway, go on.
Oh, God.
We'll jump out of the rabbit.
And girl. And
now wait until nightfall, then jump out of the rabbit and take them completely unsurprised and unarmed.
Who jumps out of the rabbit?
Sir Galahad, Sir Lancelot, and I.
This is, by the way, when they're like a couple of miles or a mile
they
away.
And then build a rabbit out of
us. Oh yeah, and then lands on the same. It's great.
What if we build a giant badger?
That's just hilarious. I love that.
Oh, this is a great movie.
Oh yeah, okay.
A witch, a witch!
Oh, a witch.
That's the best part of the
it's a good one, it's a good scene.
Churches!
What else floats
churches.
On water?
Churches! Churches!
Land!
Bridges! Very small rocks!
These are tiny rocks! Breadcrumbs!
Build a bridge out of I could be in Monty Python. I'm great.
You
crown Monty Python man.
Brown Monty Python. You'd have to be English, but you claimed repeatedly that you're not.
I'm not English.
In order to be Monty Python,
okay.
You'd have to
be. Johnny English, both, is Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller is American.
Sure, that's what you want me to think.
Hey, this isn't working.
Oh, it's working quite well.
For the Lost Cause.
This is actually quite failing with the beanpole.
Oh,
the beanpole. Not the other name you said. Who's this Eddie you speak of? We only have a beanpole here.
Who's this Eddie you speak of?
I speak of no Eddie. There's no,
and you just said
it again.
Man, you two are the most subtle pair of Jew / Hindu ish people that I have ever seen.
What did he just say?
Pair?
Yes.
We're the what? The what?
What are we? Excommunicate you from the Jew Hindu.
Wait, I want to know what we are. Will someone tell me what we are? What are we?
He said we're the sorriest Jew and Hindu pair he's ever seen.
I believe I said
it's because he's Christian.
I believe sarcastically
he wants to persecute us.
If I could finish, I believe if I sarcastically said
us right now,
the most
which is
subtle
logic,
subtle, as in you wouldn't mention
the
name. Oh, I
thought he was going to try and spell it for a second, and I was shuddering.
Yeah, because I always am so great at spelling.
That's why I was shuddering.
Oh, by the way,
Eddie, Beanpole.
You two lose. You lose.
The Beanpole and the Jew are like hideous at spelling. On the one hand, we have Muchels.
Yeah, but we can
do math. Muchels. And on the other hand, what's something? Well, there are a lot of words you spelled really badly, but what's one?
O-N-E.
There. You can't spell one.
He just did.
Yes, he just did too.
He can now, because I mouthed it at him.
No, sure.
Yeah. Because we all believe that.
Last time Beanpo was here, we played Scrabble. It was the most amazing game ever.
Oh, God.
We played it phonetically.
I shudder to think of it.
Like, you know, like some stuff that ends in inch.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And it's ish.
Sorry.
Ish.
That reminds me.
Like the talker and the talkie.
The one who's being talked to.
Shut up for a second. Okay.
Okay, so I'll show him.
In Monty Python, he goes to this castle, there are like his lots of women, and this woman called Zoot, like, welcomes him, and she calls these
the
two
the castle and
these two girls to help him, and she goes, Midget. One of them's called Midget, and I just find that so amusing. Midget. Anyway, that's most amusing. I find that very amusing. Oh, have we talked about that Family Guy episode with Kiss?
I feel like I toothed up with Kiss.
No, that's not what he says. No, it's in this radio talk show. Okay, apparently Lois, if you haven't watched it, then there's no point in listening, but Lois slept with Kiss. When they're just starting out.
And we don't know what Family Guy is. It's a bit of a TV show.
They're on
it's very funny.
They're on the radio, and this dude asks Peter, how does it feel to have a wife who nailed Kiss or something? And he goes, it feels like I've nailed Kiss. And it feels good.